exercise her right of reply. The floor is yours.
Mr. President, thank you. Statement from the Russian Federation. Once again, accepting no responsibility for the demise of agreements such as the INF, entirely to a single nation for the woes of the world. Were it only the world were that simple of a place. Mr. President, before Russia accuses anyone of aggressive, egocentric foreign policy, perhaps they should ask Ukraine what they think of Russia's self-claimed non-aggressive foreign policy. Let me be clear. Regardless if it is the ABM, the INF, POA, or START, the United States cannot be the sole compliant party to any treaty, period. I will not rehash in the room the numerous and egregious Russian violations of the INF, but I will say, and please heed this, the United States will not enter into, extend, or renew any treaty is not fully verifiable and equally respected by all parties. Arms control agreements to meet any threshold of credibility, there must be by all parties. Furthermore, speaking of an evolving security environment, Russia and China continue to develop and build up their nuclear arsenals. No treaty would effectively address these growing security challenges and would frankly be short-sighted and irresponsible at best if it did not include Russia and China. And the United States will not disadvantage China's continued buildup. Frankly, such a successful, but I thought has been a very constructive and interesting high-level segment this week. The United States